This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Defense ministers of the NATO military alliance are gathered on Friday for the second day of talks in Brussels. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Germany's defense minister Boris Pistorius says his nation's made a significant contribution.
We delivered, we provided already three Patriot system. We are not in charge for doing more in this issue. Others are, and so I'm very confident they will.
Chances of an agreement have improved after Hungary promised not to veto the plan, as long as it's not forced to participate. The gathering on Friday focuses more on migration, seeking ways to combat trafficking and increase investment in countries from where migrants start out on often life-threatening journeys. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
NATO will assume a greater role in the coordination of arms supplies to Ukraine, the alliance said on Friday, taking over from the U.S. in a bid to safeguard the aid mechanism as NATO skeptic Donald Trump bids for a second term as U.S. president. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg told reporters in Brussels, quote, "These efforts do not make NATO a party to the conflict, but they will enhance our support to Ukraine to uphold its right to self-defense." Muslim pilgrims attended weekly prayers at Mecca's Grand Mosque on Friday in anticipation of the annual Hajj pilgrimage. The Hajj is an annual pilgrimage that millions of Muslims make to Mecca with the intention of performing religious rites as taught by the Prophet Muhammad to his followers 14 centuries ago. The fifth pillar of Islam, the Hajj, is mandatory once in a lifetime for every able-bodied Muslim who can afford it, and is the most significant manifestation of Islamic faith and unity. This is VOA News. The African National Congress and its largest rival, the white-led pro-business Democratic Alliance, agreed on Friday to work together in South Africa's new government of national unity, a steep change after 30 years of ANC majority rule. Once unthinkable, the deal between the two sharply antagonistic parties is the most momentous political shift in South Africa since Nelson Mandela led the ANC to victory in the 1994 elections that marked the end of apartheid. A police officer is shot and injured a magistrate at a court in Kenya's capital, Nairobi, on Thursday before being killed in a shootout with other officers, according to the judiciary. Reuters correspondent Fiona Jones reports.
The chief registrar said in a statement that Monica Kivuti, a magistrate at the Makadara Law Courts, was shot after rejecting a bond request for the police officer's wife. A statement from the Chief Justice, Martha Coombe, said Kivuti and three other officers were injured in the ensuing shootout. Coombe said it is clear that the intention of the perpetrator was to kill the magistrate, ordering security at all courts across the country to be reinforced. A police report seen by Reuters stated that the policeman's wife had requested release on bail after pleading guilty to obtaining almost $23,000 by false pretenses.
Reuters correspondent Fiona Jones. Elon Musk has won shareholder approval for his $56 billion pay package at electric automaker Tesla, a record sum in U.S. corporate history. Reuters correspondent Julian Sotherwaite reports.
The result of the shareholder vote was announced at the automaker's annual general meeting in Austin, Texas, though Musk had signaled his confidence hours earlier, posting on X that he was winning by a wide margin. The result does not mean he gets his money immediately, however. Musk still has to resolve a lawsuit over the pay package in a Delaware court. It was a judge there who first voided the payout, saying Tesla's board had been beholden to the billionaire.
Reuters correspondent Julian Sotherwaite. Donald Trump turned 78 on Friday, a milestone that will remind voters that the two major party candidates running for U.S. president this year are the oldest ever to seek the office. Age and mental sharpness have been at the center of the contest between the Republican Trump and his Democratic rival, President Joe Biden, often giving more attention than substance policy issues in the run-up to the November 5th election. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.